Hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live from UBC, located on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Nina Panini, and this is Deliberate Noise. Tomorrow is just a waste of time. Today on the show, you're going to hear all kinds of punk music, lots of new and local stuff, but some good old school punk. And I'm going to take a look at a couple of articles from the June issue of Discorder to explore the question, what does it mean to be punk? We're going to start off with a fresh track from a local band that is definitely punk rock. They're called Necking. This is a new single that's going to be coming off of their Cut Your Teeth album. This is called Spare Me on CITR 101.9 FM.
Like you'd be the richest man around. I've got a degree. untested paranoia not forgotten. Something rotten, constant replay making plays for your head.
That's Dumb with the song Don't Sleep from their new album, Club Nights. And Dumb sure does know how to do a record release show. They had theirs last night at Redgate, along with a whole bunch of other great bands. And they literally played every song off their new album, which is exactly what you want to hear at a record release show. So I thought that was awesome. Dumb is great. Before Dumb, you heard Sneaks with the song New Taste from Gymnastics. You also heard some Sex Stains, Land of La La, and then necking at the top with Spare Me. You're listening to Deliberate Noise on CITR 101.9 FM. I want to get into a band called Divorcer. And before I play one of their songs, I want to just mention they have a cool interview about them featured in the new issue of Discorder, and there was like one quote in this article by Tom Whalen that I really, really liked, so I'm going to read it out. Okay. Divorcer succinctly achieves one of my favorite ideas within music, that any concept of punk can be applied regardless of genre. Thank you, Tom Whalen. I love that. Quote, Divorcer, they're not like straightforward punk sound, but I think they're definitely a punk band, in what they write about and like how they do it. So let's just have a listen to some Divorcer from Debt Jubilee. This is called Half a Time.
I can make myself nothing.
Brutal Poodle with the song Crowd Control. Thank you, Brutal Poodle, for the email. Before that, you heard Security Guard with Micromanage and Divorcer with Half a Time before that. All of those bands are from Vancouver. All right. Wes Harmon is a multimedia artist, and there is an article about them by Jasper D. Rinch in Discorder right now, and I really like a few of the things they have to say about the topic of punk. So let me just give you a little description from the article about one of their recent art pieces. It's called Potlatch Punk. Harmon's piece consists of thrifted leather jackets, carefully altered through embroidery and beading, coyote teeth, horse hair, and beads, along with texts like, "Our blood runs the redder," and "Tell me about first contact," adorn the garments, imbuing the very fabric of a typically punk signifier while subverting colonial erasure. So that's a bit about one of their more recent art pieces. And here's a couple of things they have to say about the topic of punk. I think a lot of people look at punk as this very specific visual aesthetic. But I think it's more a sentiment of commitment to resistance, and that a sentiment like that can come up in many different forms. They go on to say, punk is also, to me, about sharing your time, your resources, and your empathy and commitment to resolving conflicts through moral reason and kindness. And those are the types of governments and self-discipline that potlatches also teach. You can check out more about Wes Harmon and their artwork in the article in Discorder, which you can find around town or at CITR. All right, let's go back. Let's listen to some old school punk rock from the 80s. I want to play something from one of my favorite old punk bands, the Neo Boys. They are from Portland. This is called Never Comes Down.
Come on, come on, come on. but not so ruddy. Oh, 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 oh. Many of us run up chill and show as he chase Aurelie. Oh, 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 oh. But daddy was run, but if she was not so ruddy. Oh, 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 oh.
That's called Ain't You by Lilliput. I think they were originally known as Kleenex and then changed their name to Lilliput, probably. And they're from Switzerland quite a while ago. Before that was Bad Brains with the song Attitude and Neo Boys at the Top. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's still Deliberate Noise. And speaking of Kleenex, it's time for the weekly toilet seat cover. So I was at an ice cream place, Bellagio Gelato, on Main and roughly 15th. Shout out to Emil, who served me ice cream. But I used the bathroom and I don't think I'd recommend it. It wasn't super great. First of all, you need a key to get in to the Bellagio ice cream parlor bathroom. And there's only one key, so that kind of sucked. And then there's like a really, really long hallway to get to the bathroom with like multiple turns and some doors. And you're constantly questioning, am I going the right way? You are. Stick to it. And then you get to the bathroom. And it's pretty nondescript, except for multiple signs, like, all throughout the bathroom. There's one on the door. There's one, like, above the toilet. And there's all these signs that just, like, remind you to please flush the toilet. Like, please don't forget to flush the toilet. And also, just remember, don't leave without flushing the toilet. And it kind of just really makes you wonder what kind of people need that kind of reminder in a bathroom. I would poop there, though, because the chances of someone barging in on you are literally zero, because it's so hard to get to. Yeah, Bellagio, kind of a weird ice cream place, too. I feel like it's closed, like, at least 6 months of the year, maybe more, and they didn't have as many flavors as I was hoping for, and only one person scooping. I was like, what is going on? This is hectic. Ice cream tasted delicious, though. So that is Bellagio Gelato Bathroom. Your cover for today is a fun one. This is Shonen Knife with the good old Ramones, I Wanna Be Sedated.
1, 2, 3, 4. Good. is looking for student volunteers to record textbooks for those who cannot use print at the university. If you are a UBC student who is computer literate with an ability to read university material aloud and you have a willingness to learn new techniques, we ask for a two-hour commitment once a week. For additional information and to set up an audition, call 604-822-6114 or email crane.volunteer@ubc.ca.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival returns to Calgary from June 19th to 23rd, 2019. Discover over 250 bands, comedy, film, and art in more than 30 venues across the city. This year's festival features guest curator Julian Baker, acclaimed indie pop artist Japanese Breakfast, the incomparable hip-hop stylings of Rap City, experimental noise rapper JPEG Mafia, subversive hip-hop artist Leaf, raspy indie folk favorites Hop Along, anthemic grunge rockers Bully, and over 180 more artists still to be announced. To see the current lineup and to get your festival pass, visit sledisland.com.
And now, for our more dreadful sacrifice.
Who's it, huh?
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human, your weekly guide to all that is new, weird and wonderful in the world of electronic music. So please join me, Gareth Moses, for electronic music old and new, inane comments and the occasional sacrifice. More Than Human on CITR.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Watch Your Step by Girls School. And before that, Where Are You by The Young Canadians. Both bands from Vancouver were active back in the 80s. Shout out to my dad for getting me into early Vancouver punk rock. And happy Father's Day, Dad. Okay, a couple of upcoming shows I thought I would mention. Next week, Thursday, the 27th, catch Sun Glaciers from Calgary, along with local support Garbage Dreams, Mega Mall, and Man Eater, playing Static Jupiter. And then the next day, next Friday, the 28th, Defectors, Gym Tonic, who are from Berlin, Poison Mind, and Debt are all playing at Static Jupiter as well. So good stuff happening at Static Jupiter, which is on 6th Avenue between Ontario and Quebec. So check that out next week. I want to now play some Pudding, another local band. They just released their album Pop Over. And they had their album release show this past weekend. There was Pudding and there was Balloons. And their new album is amazing. Here is Pudding with D is for Dog.
Break the rule. Two, make yourself into a cocoon. Three, I can do the math, man. I don't do the math, man. I can do the math.
See you. Drowning bugs, well, what's that to you? Ain't nothing, nothing that you can't do. I don't care about this.
was Freak Heat Waves with Nausea from their first album. Picture that song, but like techno DJ-ified and played like a lot slower, with kind of different sounds and like less of the freak out part at the end. That was kind of what Freak Heat Waves did at their show here a few days ago. Remember how last week I said I was going to see them, but I wasn't sure what to expect because they didn't have any new music out. But it was really cool what they did. They no instruments. They just had like DJ stuff, like a bunch of buttons. I don't really understand what any of that is. But they totally just like reworked all of, well, not all of, but like a whole bunch of their songs from all their different albums. And I was super into it. It was actually really cool. Freaky Waves are awesome. Before Freaky Waves, I played some Big Joni. They're from England. That was the song Fall Asleep. Before that, you heard Bodega, who are from New York, with the song Warhol, and Laverne, who are from Vancouver. Before that, had the song Augustus, and thanks to Laverne for the email. All right, thank you for listening to Deliberate Noise this week. Tune in again next Monday at 5 for some more Deliberate Noise, and I hope you enjoyed the selection of punk that I had for you today. We're going to end with something called Bitch Punk. I don't know if that's technically like the genre, but that's the name of her album, and this is by Debbie Friday. I saw her play a few days ago. Wow, there was a lot of shows this past weekend. And she was really, really powerful and really, really cool. This is the first track from her tape, Bitch Punk. And I'm going to leave it with that. This is C'est Quoi Ça by Debbie Friday on CITR.
Fetish, I'm your fucking retribution. Now you know I really meant it.